Top brass from the Army Corps of Engineers traveled to Port Orford yesterday to deliver bad news. The Corps says it can't afford to dredge the fishing port now or in the foreseeable future. Other small ports in the Northwest will face similar cuts. Correspondent Amelia Templeton reports.
Fishermen in rubber boots packed a small community center. They told the Army Corps staff the harbor in Port Orford has filled with sand. The shallow water causes waves to break over their boats as they leave the dock. Donnie Goforth says there are fewer days he can safely get to sea.
And if I can't get out, then we're all going to be standing there going broke. And when we go broke and we can't go fishing, this little town's going to dry up and go away. And it's one of the oldest ones on the Oregon coast.
For 40 years, the Army Corps has dredged Port Orford's navigation channel to keep it clear. But Congress and the President have slashed the maintenance budget for small ports. Colonel John Eisenhower heads up the Corps' Portland District. He told the community, fishing in Port Orford only contributes about $5 million to the national economy. Ports that small can no longer expect federal help.
Port Orford is the first of what we expect to be many low-use harbors, not only along the Oregon coast, but nationally, that are going to experience zero funding this following fiscal year and future fiscal years.
There's a very real possibility that someone could be seriously injured or killed.
That's Tom Calvinese, a local biologist who commercially fishes for sea urchin. Calvinese says the meeting left him feeling pretty hopeless. The community has come up with one idea, he says, to try to remove some sand itself.
Our local fishermen will be tying their boats up to the dock in a few weeks and using the prop wash from their vessels to blow sand out of a channel enough to be able to use the harbor.
Calvinese says the do-it-yourself propeller dredging can damage boats and is not a long-term solution for Port Orford. But it might make the channel a little deeper and a little safer when the crabbing season starts next month. I'm Amelia Templeton reporting.